Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. What a wonderful way to start a day, knowing that God looked beyond our faults and saw our need. Yes, I did say, God looked beyond our faults and saw our need. God loved us so much that he came down from heaven and he put on flesh. Hallelujah, Jesus. And gave us Jesus Christ as our Savior and our Lord. I am happy this morning, just happy in Jesus alone, knowing that in Jesus I have everything, knowing in Jesus you have everything that you need. Hallelujah. And we're just going to take it one day at a time, thanking the Lord for the mercies of this day, thanking the Lord for the grace of this day. Hallelujah, Jesus. Grace, grace and truth. Grace, Jesus Christ, brings salvation. We are thankful today. The grace of God, Jesus the Christ. The forgiveness of God, Jesus the Christ. Are you trusting him this morning? Are you trusting? Are you looking for that blessed hope, that glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ? Today is a good day. I tell you, my brothers and my sisters, today is a good day just to embrace the love of God. And when we embrace the love of God, we embrace Jesus the Christ. This is the day the Lord has made, and I have chose to rejoice in it and be glad. Won't you get your shout on? Won't you just say hallelujah, hallelujah? Say praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Throw the hands up and give God some glory and thank him for the mercies of this day. Here on the East Coast, it is a little after 6 in the a.m. and a little bit of snow is falling. I tell you, it's been cold this January. But even if it's cold, we can thank the Lord for the blessings he has given us, for the blessings, how he continues to keep us, how he continues to provide for us, how he continues to make a way for us in the name of Jesus. Well, good morning. Once again, I just want to say good morning to all of my beloved brothers and sisters near and far. I'm Evangelist Reverend Thelma Cephas, and this is Hanging Out with Jesus in the AM. You are precious. I want you to know that you are precious to God. And he loves you with an everlasting love. Yes, his love is everlasting. Everlasting. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. That's what the Apostle Paul said. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, today is Wednesday. It's January the 14th. The 14th day of January. It just seems like time is not waiting for anyone. It's just moving on and on and on. So this is the day the Lord has made. I just want you to rejoice in it. Just rejoice in this day, knowing that God has woke us up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I do thank you and I praise you. I bless your holy name. Thank you, God, for the mercies of this day. Thank you, Master, for your word right now. And, Father, we just pray, oh, God, that as we read your word, as we talk of your word, as we study your word, Master, that, oh, God, that you would bless your people, bless them with wisdom, bless them with knowledge. Help us, oh, God, to walk in the spirit of your word and be everything that you would have us to be. God, we love you this morning, and we are so grateful to be in the land of the living. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen and amen. I just want to share some scriptures this morning. And one that I want to share is Psalms 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You know I say that all the time, but it is a scripture that stays close to my heart. A refuge and strength. Our strength is in the Lord. I don't care what you talk about, the physical strength, the emotional strength, the financial strength, the spiritual strength. It all comes from the Lord. And he is an ever-present help in the time of trouble. You got any trouble in your life? You got any trouble in your life? You know what? I know if you don't have no trouble, somebody in your family has got some trouble. And so you just need to call on the Lord and ask the Lord to help you. You see, the word of God tells us if we call on the Lord, if we turn back to him and call on him, he will help us. He will help us. That's a promise over and over and over in the word. We find that's a promise of God, that he will help us when we call on him. Let me show you what it says in Psalms 34. Psalms 34 says, beginning at verse 15, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The eyes of the Lord, hallelujah, the righteous. And the righteous are those that are in Christ Jesus. The righteous are those that are trusting in God, open to their cry. Their cry, you might not be shedding no tears, but you know what? Your heart is broken. Your spirit is broken. You got some trouble in your life. Verse 16 says, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. And 17 says, the righteous cry. The righteous. And I just told you, those in Christ Jesus, they're righteous. Those that are trusting in Jesus. Those that are trusting in God, they're righteous, and the Lord hears and delivers them all their troubles. That's a promise. You see, when we read the word of God, that is God speaking to us. And verse 18 says, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. He delivers him, her, out of them all. Deliverance. That means that God helps us. He helps us when we ask him to help us. I stand on the word. The word, the word, the word. The word says that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. And this is the inheritance of those that are in the Lord. So the Lord is there for you today. Psalms 27 is another one of my scriptures. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light. What about you this morning? Is he your light? Is he the one that leads you and guides you? Is he your salvation? He's the one that saves you, not just only from hell, but from the issues of life. Salvation. So you shouldn't fear, because the Lord is the strength of your life. And verse 2 says, when the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Talking about confidence. Verse 3 says, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Remember, David was always in battle. So he uses the words like war and enemies. We are in battle. We're in a spiritual battle. A spiritual battle. We can't always see our enemy, but the spirit of the enemy is around us. And so when we're in a battle, we need to know that the battle is not ours, but the battle is God, and he is fighting, and he's got the power. He's more equipped to fight the battle than we are. And it says, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise against me. In this will I be confident. His confidence today. His confidence is, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. David had an attitude. He knew a positive attitude that he had to seek the Lord. He knew that he needed to be in the presence of the Lord. And he believed that when he went to the temple, that he would see the beauty of the Lord. When we go to the house of worship, are we expecting to hear from the Lord? Are we expecting, do we give him the worship? Do we give him the praise that he so rightly desires? Or are we more in tune and seeing what Sister Jane got on or what Brother Joe is doing? Are we focused? Are we focused in the house of the Lord, knowing that we came there just to praise and to worship God? Oh, I tell you this morning, when you go to praise and worship God, the Spirit of God will come in and bless you. It will bless your little socks off, and you will know that you was in the presence of the God, of God. Whether you heard it through a song, whether you heard it through scripture, but the presence of the Lord is there. Maybe you heard it through the preaching of the word, the teaching of the word, the reading of the scriptures, but the presence of the Lord. David goes on to say, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. God has a way of hiding us. We don't always understand it, but he has a way of protecting us from the hand of the enemy. And that's why we say in scenes, in danger, seen and unseen, that God is in the midst of us, and he is there. I see my friend is on the air this morning. It appears that she might have something to say. Let me see if I can get her on. Hello?
Hello?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. Is it snowing over there?
Yes, it is. It has already started.
Okay, because it's snowing here, too.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
January's been
a
month.
Yes.
I beg your pardon?
What did you say? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I was saying that January has been a month where
the weather has been a challenge. With the weather, I was saying, I was telling Lonnie that last year, January, I had to cancel just about all of our doctor's appointments and remake them because they were on days that, you know, it was we had some type of weather condition.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I just thank God that I went yesterday, so I don't have one today, thank the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
And you're doing
well.
I'm
so glad. Yes, yes, I'm feeling very well.
That's wonderful. We thank the Lord. He continues
yes.
to do great works for us. When
yes,
we trust in him.
Yes,
yes
we do.
So we're thankful
yes.
this morning. All right, my sister, will you take care?
All right, love you much, okay.
Love you too.
All right,
bye-bye.
Okay.
Well, we thank the Lord that our sister down there in Annapolis, Maryland, is up and early, bright every morning, and she's faithful to the ministry. Faithful. She's always been a faithful friend. But we thank God for who he is in our lives. As we said, he is an ever-present help in the time of trouble. And he tells us that we just have to have faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And, you know, the Word of God talks about faith, talks about mustard seed faith, great faith, and more faith. But faith, the faith to continue to look up and just to know who he is. He's an almighty God. I like to say he's an all-powerful God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to read something this morning also out of John chapter 2. Just before I went to bed last night, the Lord placed this in my spirit. And I want to be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord. At the beginning of chapter 2, it talks about, and the third day, on chapter 2, and the third day, there was a marriage in Canaan of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. The mother of Jesus was there. We're not going to go into a teaching method this morning and talk about how Israel, the children of God, or whatever their marriage is, and how they handled marriage. But we're just going to keep on reading. And both Jews and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. How you like that? And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. That's something you need to take note of. They asked for Jesus to come to the marriage. They also asked for his disciples to come to the marriage. It doesn't say whether they were friends of the ones that was getting married, but he was invited to the wedding. So we want to invite Jesus into every situation in our life. We definitely need him in the midst of marriage. Hallelujah. We need him in the midst of marriage. We need that covenant relationship that he would help us to love one another and forgive one another in the midst of marriage, that covenant promise that we have made with each other. But also his disciples was there. Doesn't that represent the church? Doesn't that represent our Christian friends? Doesn't it represent our Christian brothers and sisters? But we thank the Lord for the little things that we see in the Word. And when they wanted wine, and we know that wine was a tradition, and we know the wine, even though it would make them high, would make them drunk, but that was not the reason. The reason was they were celebrating the wedding. The mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus' mother was there. They have no wine. And Jesus said unto her, woman, what have you to do with thee? Mine hour is not come. Mary knew that Jesus had the power to change situations. She knew who her son was, and yet he said his hour has not come. When he said that, he meant it was not time for him to manifest his glory to these individuals of who he was, his glory, the power that he had within, the power where he was able to change situations. Think about it for a minute. Water. She's telling him to change the situation around. Don't you want him to change your situation around? I want you to know today he's able. And his mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. You see, whenever we hear the voice of the Lord, Mary was speaking, but somebody heard the voice of the Lord, because in the next verse, and it said, and there was set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, according, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. And Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. Now all Jesus says is, take those containers, and I want you to put some water in them. Take those containers, and I want you to put some water in them. Fill them to the very top. And he said unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. Obedience, my brothers and my sisters. When the Spirit of the Lord speaks, just obey. Just obey. They went and got the water pots. They filled them with water. And then he said, now draw out. Which all he's saying is, go ahead and turn the spigot on and see what comes out. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made with wine, and knew not whence it was. But the servants which drew the water knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom. How about that? The ruler of the feast did not know, but the servants knew. God will use sometimes what we call the little people, the one who believe they're unimportant, to do great works. So just make yourself available. Make yourself available that when the Lord speaks that you are in line not only to hear but to obey. And watch how God will use you. He will use you. He wants those that are humble in spirit, hallelujah, to do great things in his name and give him the glory. Verse 10, and says unto him, every man at the beginning, this is the ruler of the feast is talking, every man at the beginning doeth set forth good wine, and when men had well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine unto now. So you see, the feast of the rulers, he was truly confused. He didn't know what had happened. He thought that the tradition is, you know, first you get the people drunk, and then you give them your worst wine. But he could not figure out how was it that now the people was getting the best wine. But I want you to know something. God always does the best. He don't half step. He gives us his very best. When he gave us Jesus, he gave us his very best. And the scripture says, this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and the disciples believed on him. This is when the disciples began to believe on Jesus, when they saw that he had the power to turn water into wine. This was the first miracle that he did. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we thank the Lord. We know he's a miracle worker. He's a miracle worker. So whatever is going on in your life, continue to talk to the Lord about it. Continue to ask him to help and listen and see what he's telling you to do. Because God is always speaking. We just need to be still and know that he is God and he's God by himself. We'd rather be in the midst of confusion and always running our mouths and always sitting in front of a TV set than to spend a few moments alone with God. But I want to encourage you, spend a few moments away with God. As the song says, steal away and be with Jesus. I want you to know today, he is a miracle worker. Just let him perform the miracle that you need in your life. Call upon him. Call upon him this day and just say, help, Lord, help, Lord, help, Lord, and watch what God does. He is a miracle worker. Let him be a miracle worker in your life. Well, we thank the Lord for his word this morning, and we just say, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hold on. Don't let go, because Jesus is not going to let go of you. And as always, always, if you're unsaved today, remember the plan of salvation. In Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, we have these words, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and confession is made unto salvation. I just want you to know today, that's the way I came. That's the way we all come. We all come with a confession and with a belief in our heart that Jesus is the Son of God and that God has raised him from the dead. And now he sits on the right hand of the Father and he's making intercession for us. So trust him today. Accept him. Let him be your Savior and then let him be his your Lord. He loves you today. He loves you. God loves you. Well, I thank the Lord for the time that we've had together. It's a good day. I don't care if it's snowing outside, raining outside, cold outside, or the sun is shining outside where you live. No, it is a good day. It's a mighty good day because the Lord woke you up this day, and he is on your side. And regardless whatever comes your way, if you call on Jesus, you're never alone. He has always promised that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He is right there in the midst of everything that we do. Think about it. We breathe his air. We breathe his air. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we thank the Lord. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I do thank you right now. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you, Master, how we've been reminded this day that the Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? We've been reminded this day, Lord, that you are a miracle worker. We have been reminded that you are our refuge and strength and a very present help in trouble. So we thank you, God. Thank you for speaking to our spirit and reminding us that you're right there for us. Father, I thank you for every listener and whatever they're going through, Lord. We touch and agree in the spiritual realm that not only will you help them, but God, you will deliver them from the power of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, for your glory and for our good, we thank you now. Heal the sick, oh, God, and comfort those in the midst of bereavement. And those that's got a broken heart, Father, we pray that you would heal them in the name of Jesus. Give them joy for their sorrow. In Jesus' name we do pray, amen and amen. Well, I thank you for listening, and I pray that you have a good day. And it is my desire to be back on the air next Wednesday at 6 a.m. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom do I fear?